check over the bullpens now as we start the bottom of the ninth inning. Chris Zachary starting to loosen up a little bit for Houston. Jim Brewer is still in the bullpen for Los Angeles down the right field line. At this point, there's nothing in the minds of either Alston or Harris to make any pitching changes. Brewer is probably just loosening up for his next starting assignment. Well, the lead batter here will be pitcher Bob Bruce with no score last half of the ninth. Here comes Bob out now. He's pitched a mighty fine ball game again. Bob, incidentally, Bruce has not given up a run now in 18 innings. He has pitched a shutout through nine today. And his last time out, he shut out the New York Mets. So he has not given up a run in 18 innings. Here's the first pitch by Drysdale. And Bruce hits a foul up in the seats off the right side. Strike one. Darrell Griffith has been removed from the lineup, and Wes Parker has now gone into play right field. Bruce will be followed by Spangler and Morgan here in the ninth inning. Ball low outside. Fastball, one ball, one strike. Dodgers nothing. Colt 45's nothing. Right-handed batter Bob Bruce. He has bounced to third, and the last time up was called out on strikes. Here's the pitch. Ball low outside. Ball two and strike one. Drysdale has retired seven batters in a row now since Spangler's base hit in the sixth. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Bruce, and Bob singles into right center field. May go for two. Nope, you'll have to hold with a single as Tommy Willie Davis makes the pickup. Bruce singles into right center field to open the ninth inning. That's only the second hit off Drysdale. Well, there's the big one on now if we can get him around. Here's Spangler. Al had the only other hit off Drysdale in the sixth and has grounded out and popped out the other two times. So we're going to have a little conference on the mound now as Drysdale, Roseboro, Shirley, and Fairley all get together now on the hill to decide what kind of strategy they're going to use here now. Now the see what Houston does here, whether or not they'll be bunting Bruce, the pitcher, up to second base, or whether Al will be swinging away. Now, in order to make sure they get straight on everything, Spangler's having a few words with the third base coach, Jim Busby. So Bruce is on first. Keep in mind now that Bruce is not too fast, although he doesn't move too slowly, but we'll see whether or not they call for the sacrifice. Joe Morgan will be up next. Runner on first, nobody out. Score nothing, nothing, bottom of the ninth inning. Here's the stretch now. Look over to first base, and the throw to Fairley is in the dirt. Bruce gets back in time. Drysdale is motioning Wes Parker deeper into right field. Tommy Davis not too deep out in left. Here's the stretch now. There's a ball low outside. Spangler didn't even move on that one. He did not indicate whether he was swinging away or whether he was bunting. And he takes it low outside for ball one. Left-hander Ron Peronoski in the bullpen now for the Dodgers down the right field line. Third baseman Bart Shirley is in close watching for the bunt here off Spangler. And here's the pitch on the way. Spangler swings away and he pops it into right field. Wes Parker coming on for this one now. He makes the play on it, one down. So the bunt was not on as Spangler flies to right field, one away. That'll bring up Joe Morgan now with Bruce still on first base and one out. Nothing and nothing. We're in the bottom of the ninth. Well, this ball game today is a complete reversal of our opening game here in 1962. This is a nothing-nothing game in the ninth inning. And the first one was 11-2. And the 45s beat Chicago. Here's Morgan. He's 0 for 3. Little left-handed batter, and Bruce with a very short lead off first base. Morgan checked in time. He started to go on a low inside pitch, ball one. Bruce singled into right center field to start the ninth. And Spangler is fly to right field. Rusty Staub will be up next. One ball, no strikes on Morgan, and Drysdale throws again. And Morgan swings, and he misses that one. Just got a piece of it. Foul ball right at Roseboro's feet, and it's one ball and one strike. Chicago still leading Kansas City 5-0 with the A's batting in the bottom of the sixth. Parker fairly well back out in right field. Bruce very short off first base. Here's the pitch. Morgan swings at a fastball, and it's 0-2. Two strikes now on Morgan. Drysdale has allowed two hits. Bruce has given up three. And Morgan behind on Drysdale here now with one out, Bruce at first, ninth inning. One ball, two strikes. Drysdale back up on that rubber again now. Here's the pitch on the way, and there's a tap foul. Bounces into the Houston dugout, back at third. And the count remains at one ball and two strikes. No game tomorrow. We'll be with you on Tuesday night from Candlestick Park, San Francisco, 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, with the first of three games against the Giants and the start of our final week of the 1964 season. Morgan back in again now. One ball, two strikes. Here's the stretch by Drysdale. Bruce still stays close to first base, fairly holding up against him. High outside fastball to Morgan, and it's two balls and two strikes. Two-two count. Bruce single to right center field. Spangler fly to right field for the first out. And Morgan will be followed by Rusty Staub. Houston nothing and Los Angeles nothing. Last half of the ninth inning. Here's the 2-2 stretch by Drysdale. Morgan hits one to the right side. Way back is Oliver, and no one's covering first, and he beat it out. Base hit. Joe Morgan legged out a base hit as Drysdale was a little bit late getting to first. The ball was hit way over by the foul line, and Oliver went over and fairly thought he had a chance to play the ball, so he left first base. That left it open for enough time. As Drysdale was just a little bit behind Morgan, who's very fast, he took the throw from Oliver, but too late. It's an infield hit. Bruce has been moved to second base. The 45s have runners on first and second with one out. Here's Rusty Staub. Smokey Alston is coming to the mound now, and we may just have Ron Peronoski. I don't know what Smokey's feelings would be here now with the winning run on second and one out and a left-handed batter coming up, but he does have Peronoski warmed up in the bullpen. Drysdale has pitched himself a three-hit shutout through 8 1/3 innings. And it appears that Alston is going to stay with his right-hander Drysdale. So a big deal, stay on. Only one out, and the winning run is on second base. Keep in mind now that it's Bruce running at second. So in order to get a run in here, it'll take a pretty good solid base hit here by Staub. Drysdale is ready in the stretch. First pitch to Rusty. Takes it high and outside, ball one. 1-0. Walt Bond will be up next. Bruce at second. Morgan at first, one out. Dodger infield, of course, a double play depth here. And the score, nothing and nothing, and the hits are all even now at three apiece. As Bruce is single, and Morgan is beaten out an infield hit to second. Outfield deep and around the right side. Arms down by Drysdale. Here's the pitch. Rusty looks at a fast strike on the inside corner at the knees. And it's ball one and strike one. The Mets have just scored in that second game. And at the end of five, Cincinnati 3, New York 1. And at the end of six innings in the American League, White Sox 5, Kansas City 1. One ball, one strike. Two men on, one out, last of the ninth inning. Good solid base hit here now. Could wrap it up out here for today. And it's one ball and one strike on Staub. Drysdale peers in to get a sign. Not too big a lead by Bruce off second base. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, second base, double play ball. Oliver goes to shortstop out. Throw to first, double play to retire the side. That's what the Dodgers were looking for, and they got it. As Morgan is out at second base, Oliver going to Trzuski on the relay over to first base. Ends the ninth inning, and we go into extra innings out here today. In the ninth inning, no runs on two hits. There were no errors with one man left on base. And our ball game now moves to the 10th with the score Houston nothing and Los Angeles nothing.